Bifras Ruti.
So Rashi says in Omer Aleph, that means that Mordechai boy love betaynes oisher. Mordechai came like a rich person. Homed bo betaynes oini, he's a poor person. Shemokar homen esatzmal Mordechai. Koydim lochen yom rabim bekikre lechem. That homen once sold himself to a slave for Mordechai for a piece of bread. And that's what the Gemara says. Omer Rav Papa vekorulei avdo demizdavin betalmi. That homen was called like a slave that sold himself for the Talmud for a piece of bread.
Dalim, he was rich and he was poor. Omer Rav Papa, the korulei avdo demizdavin betalmi. He was called like a slave that was sold for bread. Techolze and then the shovli, all this is not worth it to me. Techolze and then the shovli. What does it mean? It still bothered Haman. Malamed shekol genozo shaloisir rosho is kakukin alibay. All the riches that Haman had was like written out on his heart. Uveshah shoroyes Mordechai yoshe b'shar melech Omar kolze anen shavli. As even though all the riches he had mamash right in front of his eyes, still when he saw Mordechai, it bothered him so much that he said, all the riches that I have is not worth it, the fact that I have to see Mordechai. The Yom Rabbi Loza. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos HaTorah Barosh Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Hashem is going to be like a crown on the top of every tzadik. Shenemar HaPosek says, Bayayim Hu, Yi Hashem Tzavokos LaTeres Tzvi. It's going to be like a crown for us. Hashem will be a crown for us. Yeah. Ma LaTeres Tzvi, Ule Tzviras Tifora Liyosin Tzivyuni. Means Hashem will be like the crown for the people that do what Hashem wants. Ula mitzapin tifartoi. And the people that are mitzapin are waiting and hoping for Hashem. Yochol akil, maybe for everybody. Talmud loyma l'shera l'sharamui. For the special people, the leftover people. Lemi, that means shemesim atzma kishurayim. People that make themselves like shurayim, like leftovers. Those are the people that act humble on this world. Those are the people that Hashem will give them crowns, losilovi.
Then the pasuk says, "The ruach mishpat," where people have the ruach of judgment. That means zehadan es yitzroim. Somebody that's dan as yitzer means he holds back his yitzara. He helps him back from doing He does tshuva. Uli yeshiv ala mishpat. Somebody that sits by judgment. Zehadan denemis lamitay. That somebody that paskins a good shaylah makes a psak halacha a nemisik a psak halacha. Uli gvura. The pasuk says, "Zehames gabra yitzroim." That somebody wins over his Yetzirah. So Rashi says that means, he doesn't listen to do the Avera. As before, Danas Yetzirah means, if you did the Avera, now you're master to do tshuva. Here it means, Mizgarba Yetzirah, that you don't do the Avera at all. What does it mean, Meshiva Mechama, people that return from war? That means, Shenoisin Venoisin B'Macham Toshaterim. These are the Talmid Chachamim that are Oisik and Talmud Torah learning that they have like fights back and forth exactly to know the Pshat in the Gemara. Shara, by the gate, that means Elo Talmid Chachamim, Shema Ashkimim, Umarivim, Bevote Knesset, Bevote Medrashas. They get up early and go late, they leave the Beis Medrash, Beis Medrash and Beis Knesset. In other words, there by the gates, they open the doors of the shuls and the Beis Medrash. Now, Omra Midas Adin Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Elu Mielu, like how come you're going to be so nice to the Jews and not to the Goyim? Or Ma Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back, Yisrael Osku BaTorah. Yisrael is learning my Torah. The Oisek, they're working in Torah. U'Matzoy Lom Lo Yosku BaTorah, but the Goyim are not working in Torah. Or Ma Lehi, he answered back another thing also, Gamela B'Yayin Shagum. At these goyim also, they get kehenim because they're oisik and drinking wine. Over sheicha tov, they make mistakes. They come shikam, poko plilam. That means ain't poko el elgehenim. That they're gonna yerush kehenim. Shenem the pasuk says loisiyah zayis lechol afukam. It shouldn't be for a stumbling block. We ain't plil el dayonim, and the plilam means the dayonim. Shenemar v'nosam beflilim, v'nosam beflilim. All right, we'll stop here.
Yes, the first Tesvavim Abayis. Yeah, the first big line. The pasuk says, "Vatamoid b'chotze beis haMelech haPnimis." That's where she stood. Esther went to the beis haMelech inside. Omer Ablevi, Kivon Shigia lebeis haTzlomim. As soon as she got to the place where Achashverosh had all his idols, his avodah zarah, his nostalgia and the Shechina. The Shechina went away from her. Omra, she said, "Keli keli lo mazavtoni." Like now, this kapitel said, Esther said this kapitel in Tehillim. So she said to Hashem, why are you leaving me? Hashem, why to Adan al Shoygul Kemeizid? We are in this Kerotzen. Like, not that I'm going now to Achashverosh, not because I want to go. Like, I'm passing by the base of Avodah Zarah, I'm forced to do it. I'm going to save Klal Yisrael. So how come you're leaving me? Or Hashem al Shekerotzen Kelev, maybe because I called him a Kelev, Shenemar, Hatilo Mecherav Navshi Miyad Kelev Vichidosi. Like, she dived into Hashem, save me from a Kelev, from Achashverosh, like, from the Gzardin. So maybe it wasn't nice that I called him a Kelev. Is Chozer of the Karosa Aryeh. So she called again the next time she daven, and she used the word like a lion. Shenemar Hashiyein Mipi Aryeh. That saved me from the mouth of a lion. Then it says, Vahi Kirois HaMelech Es Esther HaMalkum. When the king finally saw Esther, his Omer Rabbi Yechanan. So Pasha the Pasuk says that when Achashverosh saw Esther, he put the Shar B'Tazov, he put a stick out to welcome her. So Pasha learned that Achashverosh was happy to see her. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, no. You should know Gilmul Malachi Hashoros Nazdam Nul Abreis Hashor. You ought to have three Malachim there to help out the situation. Acha Shegbiya Es Tzavoro. One that picked up his neck. In other words, really Achashverosh was lying down, didn't even want to see Esther. Like he didn't want to see her. So one Malach had to come to pick up his neck. V'yechot Shemosha Chutcha Chesed Aleihem. And one made a Chutcha Chesed go upon Esther, that he, when he saw her, he liked her. V'yechot Shemota Chesed Sharbet. And another Malach had to come to stretch out the king's staff to say that he's Makabel, he accepts Esther. As if to show it wasn't Stam, was Amash Nisim in Hashemayim, everything that happened. The Kama, how long did this Malach make the stick stretch out? It stretched out 2 amas, the stick. It was 2 amas. V'emidu al shteim esrei. Okay, it stretched out another 10 amas. In the beginning it was 2, now it was stretched out to be 12 amas long. V'yamr lo somsei al shesh asorah. They stretched out 14 and became 16 amas. V'yamr lo al esrei v'yarba. Some say 24 amas, that's how long it was stretched out. V'mastisa tonu al shishim. Mamash, the Malach came and made the staff be 60 amos long. You know what that is? 120 feet long. That's how long his 4-foot staff came out to be, 120 feet long. V'chein ato moitzi b'yamosa shabas paro. The same thing we find in Nes happened by the hand of Bas Paro, that she stretched it out to get the baby, to get Moshe, and the Nes happened, the hand got stretched out very far. V'chein ato moitzi b'shini rishoyim. Same thing by the teeth of the rishoyim. The pasuk says, Shine Rishoyim Shibarti, that I broke the teeth of the Rishoyim. The Yom Rosh Lokish Al Tikri Shibarti, not that I broke them, El Shiribivus, that I stretched them out. Hashem made the teeth stretch out. Rabba Bar Ufron, Omar, Mishur Meblozim, Sheshoma Mi Rabbi, heard from his Rebbe. For Rabbi Mi Rabbi, his Rebbe from his Rebbe. Mosayim, the staff got stretched out 200 amas. Amish 400 feet long the staff became. So now the king finally said to Esther, "V'yemelu amelech, Lester, Hamalcha, ma b'kashoseich, what do you want? At chatzi amalchus v'tas." He asked me up until half of the malchus, half the kingdom I'll give you. So the idea is chatzi amalchus v'loy kol amalchus. But if he asked me for everything, I won't give it to you. That he wasn't giving in that much Achashverosh. V'loy dovor shechoytzes l'malchus, and not even something that's going to cut my malchus in half. Or man nihu, what is that? Binya based Migdish. Like if you come in to ask me to build a based Migdish, that I won't give you. Yovei HaMelech V'Hom, so what did Esther ask from the king? That Yovei HaMelech V'Hom and El Mishta. Now Esther asked that both the king and Nahoman should come to the party. Tana Rabbonin, Ma Ros Esther Shizimna Nesomen. How come, what did Esther invite Haman to the party?
So Rav Lezer, when Rav Lezer says, Pachim Tom Naloi. She set a trap for Haman. She never, the post says, Yehi Shulchan Lefneyem Lepach. Your table should be in front of them for a trap. In other words, by inviting Haman will get trapped there, and he'll be killed because of the Suda. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer mi beis avihe lomda. She learned this from her father's house. She named the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Im rov soinecho hachilei lechem. If your enemy is hungry, give them food to eat, and then you'll have him trapped, and you'll be able to kill him. So that's what Esther did now. She was trapping Haman in order to have him killed.
Hachilu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, like, give him lechem to eat. So Rashi says, Shoma tinoikis armen kain. In order that Haman should not go find different type of eitzes and to be murdered, so she invited Haman also. Also, in order that Achashverosh should not think that she's a Jew, that's why she invited Haman to the party. That Klai Yisrael should not feel happy as if they say we have a sister by the Beis HaMalchus in the king's house, everything will be okay, she'll save us. And therefore, Klai Yisrael will stop davening to Hashem. Esther didn't want that to happen. So therefore, Esther Badavka invited Haman by the party that Klai Yisrael should still be scared and still daven to Hashem. In order that Haman should be around whenever she needs him, like whenever to tell the king to kill him, he should always be around. Like maybe Hashem will be magish what's going on here, and he'll do a nis. Like when we have Haman on hand, he'll do a nis. That Hashem should see the way I have to be machnia myself to Haman, and Hashem will have rachmonas on me in doing this. We have Yeshua ben Kocha Weimer. Asbil loyponim kidei shiyahorek hu. That I'll be nice to him in order that he should kill, that he should be killed. But asbil loyponim kidei shiyahorek hu vehi. So Rashi says, Shiyorag huvihi, Shiyachashdeni ha-melech mimenu, V'yorag eshenenu. The one shot is that maybe the king will be afraid, the king should be afraid, that maybe me and Haman, not Esther and Haman, are getting along together. So the king will come to kill us both. So that was Kedai, as long as Haman would be killed. Rabbi Gamliel Loimar, Melech Havchosan Hoyim. He was a turned around king. Rashi, because of Dibure, he turned around his words. Omro Shemo Oichal. Maybe I'll be able to kill him. If not, I'll invite him to the Suda. I'm afraid he'll change his mind. Right. Maybe he'll say to kill him, and by the time I get him, he'll change his mind. So she wanted to have Haman ready. He shouldn't change his mind. Still, we need Lamadoi's pshat. Tetanya Rabbi Lozal Madoi Yoimim. Kinosoi ba melech kinosoi. Basorim. Rabba. That he wanted the king to have a little kinah, to be a little jealous. But this, if Esther's inviting Haman, Achashverosh will get a little bit jealous of Haman, and when she tells him to kill him, he'll listen to her. Omar lifnei sheva goin, that before he breaks down, he becomes great. As if to say, like, I'm making Haman great now in order that the king should break him down. Abayi barova dermatevayu.
The pasuk says, "B'chulam oshis es mishtehim." Like give them poison to drink and they'll die. Like that's what Esther was doing now. Like to invite Haman there was not in order. I'll be able to kill you through this suda.
So the same thing here that they were weak from the war and they gave him a big suda and right after that they killed him. In other words, before you kill somebody, first you build them up and then it's easier to kill him. Ashkechei rabba baravu elelio omalei. Keman Chazi Esther, V'yavda Hochi. Who is Esther seeing and doing this? Omalei Kechula Tanoi Kechula Meroi. Like, he asked Elio, what's the right shot? How come Esther invited Haman to the party? So Elio answers back, like all these pshatim, everyone is right. Like all the Tanoim, all the Meroim, they all said the truth. Like all these pshatim are right, why Esther invited Haman to the party? V'yasapalem Haman as Kavoid Oshroi, V'roiv Bonov. They told over to Haman, they were talking about how great, how rich he is, and all his children. Kama Roiv Bonav, how many children did Haman have? Omar Rav Lamed. He had 10 children. Asara Mesu, 10 died. The Asara Nitlu, 10 were hung. The Asara Machzirin al Apsochin. And Tommy came, 4 people, they had to go around like to beg for money. Rabbon and Amri, some say, Oysen Shemachzirin al Apsochim, Shivim Hevi. There were 70 kids that Haman had that came to be poor people that went around to collect money. Tichsev, Shivim Balechem Nisgrum. Yaltikri, Sveim Ela Shivim. There were 70. Rami Barabi Roma, Kulon, Mosayim, Ushmoin Hevi. No, together there was 208. Shinema, Vroiv Bonav. Vroiv Begematria, Mosayim, Viabes Hevi. Rav is Gematria, 200. We are based to heaven 14. What? So what's our base? 14. He said 208 before he said. Ah, it's Kashi right here. He says 208 for the more of Roy Bonner Gumagvaja Muslim Yasnevi Yamar Machin by Yitzchok for Rav Ksiv. Rav Ksiv doesn't say with the Vov. Take out the Vov, so merely you get 208. Ksiv Balaila Hu Nodadoshnat Melech. At that night the Melech was disturbed. He couldn't sleep. Omer Rabbi Tamchum, Nodado Shinas Malcha Shloilim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was disturbed that night, Hashem couldn't sleep. For Boron Army, some say, Nodado Elyonim, Nodado Tachtoinim. Both were like disturbed, Hashem and Achashverosh. Rabbi Omer, Shinas Samelach Achashverosh Mamish. It means that Achashverosh himself couldn't sleep. What happened to Achashverosh that night? Noflolo Milsabadait. He started to think about something. Omar, my de Kamon is Minte Estel Homan. How come now all of a sudden Esther invited Homan to the party? Maybe she's making some counsel to kill me. She makes some conspiracy, her and Haman, to have me killed. Do garb with the Mikdalay. Maybe she wants to have me killed. That's why he got scared. Achashverosh. His heart, Omar, later he said, no. He, oh, if that would be truly heavy, garb with the Rochimli. Don't have anybody that loves me, that's close to me. Tevi Moidoli would have told me. Like if people are making conspiracy to kill me, then some of my good friends would have told me. Hod the Roma maybe thought like this, no, Dilmik Inish Diyavad Bitivusam, Vulay Parati, maybe somebody did something good for me once and I didn't pay him back. Mishamachimim Noyinshi Vulay Megalali. Therefore people don't want to tell me anything what's happening with me. So maybe still Haman and Esther want to kill me, and nobody's telling me because I'm not nice back to other people. Is Miyat, so right away, Achashverosh said, Vayoyim Elohovi Estefan Sechronis, Divra Yomim, Viyo Nikroyim, that bring me the cipher, all the history of what happened to me, and let me see if I didn't pay anybody back that I was supposed to pay back. Is Malamet Shenikroyim, so Pasuk says, Viyo Nikroyim, Malamet Shenikroyim Elohim. The cipher started to read by itself, he didn't have to read it by itself, it was read. Vayimotzei ksav kosev, he says it was found written. But the more ksav mi boile, what do you mean kosev was written? Ksav means it's writing right now. Should have said ksav, it was written mi boile.